Jim's Card Corner is in Madison. The owner has been in business for more than 2 decades, but never seen excitement like this. He says lots of people had time on their hands this past year and used stimulus money to buy trading cards. And the pandemic disrupted the supply chain for sports and Pokemon cards, too. Pat Fuge owns Gnome Games with several locations in Northeast Wisconsin. He says he'll order 100 boxes of Pokemon cards and receive 6. And he says the prices for many old cards have risen sharply, too. But there's also a drawback to the boom.
It's kind of sad because the younger kids can't get the Pokemon to learn how to play the game. You know, they're in it for the passion of the game, not the quick dollar flip.
As production picks up, he thinks demand for Pokemon cards will become more manageable. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.